If nothing else, the Democratic debates this week showed us what democracy can look like. 20 candidates, all vying for president, all expressing their opinions. We start today in a place where the thirst for democracy took some 2 million people to the streets this month, Hong Kong. The semi-autonomous island answers to mainland China, but its people rose up to protest an extradition bill this month. The law would give authorities the ability to scoop people up in Hong Kong, take them to mainland China, and put them on trial. Activists are calling on Hong Kongers to come out in March on Monday, and they're calling on world leaders at the G20 summit to please pay attention.
Please stand with us as we fight to safeguard freedom and autonomy under Chinese rule.
That's 23-year-old activist Joshua Wong. He's one of the leaders of the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. He's focused now on this coming Monday, July 1st. That's the anniversary of China taking back control of Hong Kong from Britain back in 1997. With residents angry about that extradition bill, Wong says the usual July 1st demonstrations will have more urgency.
Last year, we have around only 100,000 people gathered on street, but I believe on 1st of July, we'll have more than 500,000 people join the strike. We urge the government not only suspend the bill, but fully withdraw the evil law.
Let's say that extradition law was not a proposal, that it was in fact law. How would that affect you?
If extradition law being passed, it might extradite any individual or ordinary citizen from Hong Kong to mainland China, the place without fair trial. That's why people gather on the street with their anger and power and urge government respect on judicial independence and fair trial.
Joshua, you've had several episodes in Hong Kong's jails, and it's really all a function of this odd relationship between Hong Kong and Beijing. You were in jail for a month recently, and then went right back to the streets without even a change of clothes. How come you're getting arrested so much?
I am the one who have led the umbrella movement 5 years ago.
The umbrella movement,
yeah. And we faced certain political crackdown, especially the crackdown on human rights and political prosecution. So now, not only myself, there's still 20 political prisoners in jail. I'm not sure what kind of massive prosecution might happen soon, but we will never step backward.
Again, it all comes back to this very strange relationship that isn't really quite night or day between Hong Kong and Beijing. Is it frustrating for you?
People might feel downhearted or depressed, but we are not frustrated at all because facing the largest authoritarian regime in the world, we still continue our strike with our passion.
So you're in Hong Kong right now, Joshua, but I know the movement has several hundred representatives in Osaka at the G20. I know you're calling on G20 leaders to voice concerns over what you say are Hong Kong's waning freedoms. But are they really going to listen, even with, you know, several hundred protesters right under their noses?
Japan Prime Minister have already met with President Xi and to mention about his concern on the extradition law amendment and the one country, two system stability. So I believe in the next 1 to 2 days during the G20 summit, world leaders will also take the reference from the Prime Minister of Japan to meet with President Xi, mention about what's going on in Hong Kong.
Joshua, you're getting a lot of attention. You, one individual in a movement that is supposed to be leaderless. How do you feel about that?
I just hope to through my experience and deliver the voice of people in Hong Kong to the international communities. The movement now is more self-initiative, organic, and leaderless. At the same time, we are aware that this leaderless movement, Beijing just can't easily silence our voice, and we will continue our strike.
Joshua Wong, a key figure in Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. He was released from a Hong Kong jail early this month. Joshua, thank you for your time.
Thank you.